It gives me great pleasure to welcome Billy Maguire back on to West Limerick 102. And today, of course, is a very special day, being St. Patrick's Day. It's the anniversary of the founding of the IRB. Welcome back, Billy.
Thank you very much, Shirley. And I would like to say a happy St. Patrick's Day to all your listeners.
And many happy returns to yourself.
Thank you, indeed. Well, we should start, I think, with... The IRB and the Fenian Brotherhood are the sister organisation. They were founded by John O'Mahony, and James Stevens founded the IRB. And I'll read out a little bit on the book to you. I think it's important that you go. We were founded in 1858 down, and the book I'm reading for is Desmond Ryan, and he was in the 1916 rising in the GPO. And The Fenian Chief, a biography of James Stevens. And I'm on page 90, I think. Anyway, it says here, on the 17th of March, 1858, Daniel, he was a tailor from Kilkenny, Sidney French, I think, arrived in Dublin with an acceptance of Stevens' terms by the New York Committee, and the £80, the subscription, was the very minimum stipulation. Danny F. reported there was no actual organized body of sympathizers in New York, but merely a loose knot of associates disturbed Stevens. Yet he went ahead and at once, and that very evening, the Irish Republican Brotherhood was established in Peter Langdon's timber yard in 16 Lumber Street. That Lumber Street is in, but not the number 16.
Sure.
And that was, I mean, that's very important to know that information when we were founded. That's the reason why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Of course.
It was 16 Lumber Street in Dublin by James Stevens and John O'Mahony, the sister organization, the Fenian Brotherhood. They were founded in Doheny's in New York. And that's why America, in 1858. I mean, that's important to know the facts of the matter.
Yes.
That's what they did. And there they are. But, people don't know their history. And I'm giving out about that.
I'm always giving out about that myself.
but, you know, every year I ask the committee, the Dublin Committee in Dublin, to... that they should, there's a statue to William Smith O'Brien in O'Connor Street. And he was one of the founders of the IRB. And I'll read you something else. You can get this book in the libraries, which I've just said.
Sure.
And this is page 143. And it's Stevens... I seem to have lost that page. Stevens' meeting with... it's James Stevens. He walked 3,000 miles around Ireland. I have these pages marked, but I seem to have lost the markers now. Let's see what's that. This is the important one. Stevens, no. That one is his death, but there's one before that.
Yes.
And I'm trying to find it, and I've lost the marker. But it's basically... it's basically Stevens walking 3,000 miles around Ireland to set up the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood. And wait till I see now. 1 minute, I've got a few.
You'd find it very difficult to find someone with such dedication and commitment nowadays, wouldn't you?
No, it isn't. 67, that's the one I'm looking for. Page 67, I'm 67. Because it's nice to see this. It is Stephen meets William Smith O'Brien, and it's page 68.
Yes.
And it says, and this is what's important to the outward, this is where he's walking round Ireland. The outward tranquil seclusion of the house and domain at Tahar Mawr. And you know where that is, that's in Ireland.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
Misled Stevens, and that's where he walked. And this is, that's page 68 in that book. And that's his tour. And what a wonderful film it would make to for somebody to make that film about Stevens walking around. It could be beautifully done.
Sure, to follow his route. Yeah.
And of course, we did a program there recently on the Arda Chalice. And the Arda Chalice, the Sam Maguire Trophy, is the replica of the Arda Chalice. And that was found in the fort at the top of the village of Arda.
Yes.
And they made a beautiful job on the mausoleum that William Smith O'Brien is buried in. I mean, they really did. I think it was Foss that did it. And then at the house, as you know, the house has been, it's a beautiful house, but very big.
Absolutely.
The Oblate Fathers had it, and you know, and there was a nursing home.
Nursing home
and
as well, yes.
Things. But a builder apparently from Cork has bought it. But what he's going to do with it, I don't know.
It'll be nice
but
to see
I'm,
it in the
I'm
use
asking,
again.
You see, there's no peace process here at the moment.
Yes.
It was all airbrushed out and all. And I'm asking that the provisional government would lease or buy Cahar Mawr, and that would be very suitable because there's 42 bedrooms in it as part of the University of Limerick. And we'll come into the reason why Willibank was chosen for the piece. But it would be there, and for, you know, there's no place, you know, this is what Willibank was set up for.
Yes.
The peace, reconciliation and prosperity process. If there was a conflict, there's a conflict now with the unionist people in Northern Ireland over the border. There's no problem over the border. It's down the Irish Sea. That's where it was. That's where it is. That's where it is staying. But whatever problem they have, it would be discussed as it was. That's why the University of Limerick was set up. And that's very important. And there's no place now. I have had, I think, the 65... messages and calls from people. Where is the peace process? Where is Willibank that was set up? And as you know, Chuck Feeney, he put up the money for that.
Yes.
What happened to all that? It's all been airbrushed out. It's all been annihilated, gone completely. But we go back then. Now, the St. Patrick's Day is so important. And the tricolour flag and the shamrock. The shamrock is the sovereign trinity. And if you look over the four courts, you see the 2 5-string harps, which they're supposed to be, that were on the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
That's what's over the forecourse. They're not properly aligned, and that's shocking to do that. That's a desecration of our sovereignty and deliberately done, by the British. And it shouldn't be. There should be the sovereignty. You put your two hands up in the air, and it's the sunship and the moonship. And you I've showed you the way you do with
yes.
your two fingers and your thumb and your third finger on your left hand, and you do the same on your right hand. That's the sonship, and then you put your right hand over your left hand, and you have a harp, and that's where all you're born in the image of God. That's what it is, and the sovereignty here comes. All sovereignty comes from God.
From God,
whereas
yes.
Royalty and the proclamation that it's all in that and. You know, that's what should be done, and they should do it properly. And for the last 100 years, the conflict with Britain is the 1918-32 county election, when Britain called that election on the 14th of December 1918. And on the 28th of December, IRB Sinn Féin won that election by 73 seats out of 105. That's
yes.
the mandate we were given to found and fund the state. And it was a 32-county mandate by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties. And all our territory comes from the border down the Irish Sea with Britain to America. And we can go into America because and Canada because we brought sovereignty to America and Canada. That's the reason why.
Yes.
And sovereignty comes from God. Whereas the Constitution is man-made, like we said, that royalty is man-made.
It's man-made also, yes.
And Henry VIII fell out with the Pope in Rome. Only the Pope in Rome Christ vicar on earth, the pontiff, can anoint a sovereign. And that's, they haven't been sovereignty since. And when you go into another country, you go in as a sovereign, and you, the country goes in as a sovereign country. And you do, and you respect that country's sovereignty. You respect that country's people. You respect the country's image. You respect that country's assets. You know, and but I'm afraid Britain didn't do that when they expanded their empire.
No, indeed.
You know, they just went in and robbed and plundered and did what they liked because
absolutely,
they had the strongest army and the strongest navy. And that has been the cause of the conflict for the last 100 years has been, you know, the 1918-32
yes,
county election. And, you know, we go back to 1940, the Second World War, and we go back, that's very important, because we had the Vatican, we have two embassies in Rome. We have the Free State one, but we, our sovereign one is in the Vatican.
Yes.
And that's, what have we done with that now? Let's hear. Vatican, and you know, the diplomatic corps, there was savagery and brutality going on in that, in all wars, but in the Second World War it was
particularly
savage.
Yes,
and the Vatican, all the diplomatic corps in the Vatican tried to do something, and how were they going to do something? But they were stuck. It was all the countries were at war with each other, and Pope Pius, well, I don't know who the Pope was in 1940, but it was Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty, and the ambassador there was P.J. Kiernan.
Yes.
And he was married to Delia Murphy,
Delia
if
Murphy,
you would know,
yes,
the famous singer.
Yes.
And they saved thousands of lives of prisoners of war, all nationalities. You know, British and Jews and Germans and Americans,
yes,
and everybody.
All people.
And all people. They,
yes,
saved them. And it was through the sovereign Dalairean government. That's what Pope Pius XII was there. I'm talking now about in 1950, because I know. But in the 40s, I don't know what Pope was there.
Yes.
I'm sure we can find it out. But they would only accept the sovereign government. They would not have anything to do with the Free State government that was imposed by Britain on the 6th of December, 1921. But that's how it came about. And I would have known T.J. Kiernan and his wife, Delia Murphy, and I would have known Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty. They were regular visitors to Willowbank.
Yes.
And Monsignor O'Flaherty, there's a statue, I believe, up to him now in Killarney.
Excellent.
And you know, they
rightly
were wonderful,
so, yes,
people.
Yes.
And nothing taught of them. Today, airbrushing all that out, and that's the reason why Willowbank and Vaughan's Hotel, the Supreme Council of the IRB met that time in 1940 when they were looking for a sovereign government. And we were neutral at that stage in the war.
Yes.
And that all the diplomatic corps, which represented all the people and all the nations that they represented, all agreed that it was the Vaughan's Hotel, the Supreme Council, by the will and wish of all the people of the 1918-32 county election, that was the one they chose. And they saved, I told you, those thousands of people. And nothing thought. I mean, that Monsignor O'Flaherty, he was I think he went to Mungret College, is where he went to, and that's,
oh, really,
where he studied. He would have known my family pretty well.
Yes.
And I remember him very well, and I remember T.J. Kiernan, and I remember
Delia.
You know, and in 1950, Pope Pius XII, he took celebrate that. And our sovereignty and our sovereign Dalairean government, and that he sent the Pope didn't travel in those days,
yes,
but he sent the papal nuncio to St. Patrick's Church in Limerick. It's on the Dublin Road, and you can imagine the crowd of people that were there.
Oh, I'd say
and
so.
I,
yes,
had to go up to the papal nuncio, and I was anointed that day as the representative of the sovereign, and I could use the sovereign seals of that.
Yes.
And for the peace and reconciliation and prosperity process. Pope Pius XII did not want any violence. He wanted a true university. And he brought my father out in 1950, I told you, out to Rome. Before
to Rome.
He sent down the... And with T.J. Kiernan and D.J. Murphy and Monsignor O'Flaherty, he was the one that was pushing it all. And he was known as the Vatican Pimpernel. They saved so many people. And I remember down in our offices in Francis Street in Limerick in Arthur's Quay, all those people coming in tears, thanking my father and the IRB and the sovereign Dáil Éireann government of Éire for saving their lives. Also, Jews, all British people, everybody came and everybody was welcomed. And that's how the peace and reconciliation process came out. Pope told you that Pope Pius XII wanted no violence against Britain.
Yes.
He wanted a true university, and that's how the university was founded. And my father gave Willibank, which was a beautiful old house right on the banks of the Shannon. It was in Plassey, and that was for the university.
The university,
and
yes.
Brendan O'Regan, he was very friendly with Chuck Feeney. He taught Chuck Feeney duty-free, and Chuck Feeney put up the money for the peace, reconciliation, and that, and the university. That's the foundation of it. And I think there's a shocking thing to have to say that it's all gone. So, the Free State and others gutted with a bank. And the Good Friday Agreement is not a peace process. It's a very welcome first step.
Yes.
But it's taking the Crown forces out of Ireland to fight in another part of the world. And I wouldn't agree with that. But anyway, that's what they did. There is no peace process today. And when that happened about you down the IRC, the border, which I wrote to Boris Johnson, that's, you can't change that. That causes war. And I think it's shocking to think that in the 1918-32 county election, that we won democratically. You heard Brexit and you heard them talking about Britain's democratically elected government, and you heard them talking about their sovereignty. They don't have sovereignty.
They don't. They have royalty, but not sovereignty.
They didn't recognise sovereignty of any other country when they expanded their territory and their empire.
Yes.
And that's what sovereignty is about. It's recognising and appreciating the sovereignty of another country when you go in there. That's what it's about. And sovereignty comes from God. And we said that constitution and royalty are man-made. That's the difference between the two. And ours go back to those old monks, the Celtic monks and that, way back before the Brendan voyage and all that. They were the universities in those days, and that's what they were teaching all the people. They had the knowledge and the information in those days. And in that 1918-32 county election, and then on the 21st of January 1990, the Supreme Council met in the Mansion House and in Vaughan's Hotel, and it was ratified by the Dáil Éireann as the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And in George V and his government wouldn't recognise it. And they sent over the Cairo gang to execute and annihilate the sovereign Dáil Éireann government and the judiciary, all the members of
all of them, yes.
And and how they did it was, and all members of the IRB, and that's how Collins was executed. He was president of the IRB at the time, and he was minister for finance. And Sam Maguire was our secretary of the IRB, but he was also my granduncle's secretary, Tom Maguire's, in Vaughan's Hotel. And as you know, he was trained for the British Civil Service,
yes.
And he was in the post office in London. And all the intelligence of the Crown Forces and of the Royal Navy went through his desk and his office in London in the post office. And every Saturday he brought that information to Vaughan's Hotel, to the Supreme Council. So they knew what the Cairo gang was sent for.
They knew what was going on.
To annihilate the sovereign Dáilíre government.
Yes.
And they knew if it wasn't going to be them, they were going to be... So they executed the Cairo gang when they came. That's Bloody Sunday.
Yes.
But they don't tell you the facts here. Well, I would have known that from... I would have known Tom Barry. I would have known Kathleen Clark. And, I would have known... Ulmer Hobson, I would have known all those people, Joe McGrath, all the intelligence officers, and Joe Costlin. It all told you it was either us or them.
That's it, and it's easy. It's very easy to airbrush forces. History.
Sorry?
It's very easy to airbrush history and, you know,
well,
to
well, that's what they've done.
Sidestep.
And I mean, you saw Bloody Sun, never mentioned the word. And what happened then was that the Crown forces went down to Croke Park.
Yes.
And they set themselves up. And they sent up a flare, and when the flare went up, they opened fire.
And shot innocent civilians, yes. Yeah.
But the Cairo gang had been gone, had been executed here. And the Crown of England, King George V, and the British government then on the 6th of December 1921 imposed a British apartheid system for the 26 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional government.
Yes.
And that's what we have today. Leinster House, Dáilíre has never sat in Leinster House. And all those in the first sovereign Dáilíre took an oath of allegiance to the sovereign Republic of Ireland, the sovereign Dáilíre courts, the four courts, War of Independence as a defence force, and be accountable to the sovereign people. And that hasn't happened since, as you know.
No, they don't take any oath. Yeah, no.
But I think it is scandalous to think of what is going on. And I think it is shocking that, and there's no peace process. And I have asked that that the peace process would be in Cahamoyle. They could lease it to government for a year from...
It would be ideal.
The builder that has it. And have the peace reckon, and under the auspices of the University of Limerick, who were supposed to... You know, Willowbank was where it was.
Yes.
And that's it could easily be, but to have no place where people can meet in this day and age, I think is wrong. I want to just read you. I know you said the time is short. Have we enough time?
We do.
I just want.
Yeah.
316. And that book is very important, and it's in the library. And this is the end of James Stevens, and it's page 316.
Perfect.
And it says here, the Fenian chief, as he was known as Osmond as well, he died early on Friday morning, the 29th of March, 1901, after a sudden and unexpected attack of weakness. It was really starvation, I can tell you. At the house of his brother-in-law, John Payne, 82 Georges Avenue, Blackrock, County Dublin. Around his coffin was wrapped the Fenian tricolour of green, white and orange, which within 15 years, I'm trying to read this here in licensing, which within 15 years became the banner of these decisive. Hold on. Wait a minute. The light is very poor. Decisive national revolt for which the dead man had plotted and dreamt of for so long in vain. But it just shows you, in 19, the importance of that is in 1901, the tricolour flag, which is owned by it was brought in by Thomas Francis Marr, and it was orange, white, and green, and the IRB changed it
to green, white, and orange.
White and orange.
Green
was nearest the pole.
Yes,
and you can see there. In 1901, it was wrapped around the Fenian chiefs.
James Stevens, yes.
And that's very important to know where it comes from and where your tricolour comes from and what it means and that.
Absolutely.
And as you know, they were brilliant scholars. They were out in France teaching James Stephens and John O'Mahony, the 48. And Cahamore is a very important house. And you know, I said the Obelisk Fathers had it. But it would be ideal to have it there for a peace process under the auspice of the University of Limerick, at least for a year, until they built, they put back what Willibank was on there, because they got at Willibank and they took, I gave all those, all that, all the Vaughan's Hotel papers,
yes,
and memorabilia to the university. And they don't know what they've done with them. They've hidden them. So that is scandalous.
That's mad.
And all that goes back to, and the reason why that was chosen was because Vaughan's Hotel in 19, out in what we read there about the diplomatic corps in the Vatican.
Yes.
They had to have a sovereign government. There were no way with a free state imposed by the Crown of England. But they did. That was the sovereign government when they recognised it. And in 1950, I read you out there about Pope Pius XII. He founded the Peace, Reconciliation and Prosperity Process. And it is scandalous to think that that has been airbrushed out of our history.
Again, yes.
You know, and there's no place for for a peace process in the country. They changed it to a peace institute, and then they just wiped the whole thing out and wiped out Vaughan's Hotel, where the state was from. And the Queen, when she came, I was involved in that.
Yes.
With that, the Earl of Harrington took his seat in the House of Lords, and she was supposed to announce on that state visit that she, the Queen, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of England and all,
yes,
the other things she had, and her government, had recognised the 1918-32 county election by,
yes,
the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties, the sovereignty of the state and all its territory. And that's the conflict, and it's gone on for 100 years. And the IRB do not want another 100 years of mayhem, savagery, brutality, propaganda, lies and deception.
Yes.
And want people to stand up. And the sovereign Dáil Éireann government, Shirley, doesn't have any debt and owes no money. And why don't all these things come out? And I've told you, there's St. Patrick's Day coming up. We don't even get a mention on RTE. Anytime
no.
I ring up, or any paper you ring up, they don't want to know.
Well, that's, I suppose, why it's important to have independent community stations like ourselves to have independent voices to speak out for the truth.
It's only for you. How would people know? And how would people... And you see the... I mean, you see Carmel, and
yes,
you see Arda, and the Arda Chalice, and you come from Rathkeel to Newcastle West. There isn't even a sign to say that there's
not
the Arda
a one,
Chalice.
Not a one.
And you go into Arda, and only there's something around the church. That's where they put up that monument.
Yes.
And it would be lovely to finish it and put the Sam Maguire on top of it. You can imagine the people going back from Kerry, where football is so important.
Absolutely.
And Sam Maguire is so important to them, and to go over there and to see the and to compare the Sam Maguire, as I have done. If you went to BillyMaguire.com. I did that with,
yes,
John Pendergast.
Perfect.
And I showed the difference between the Arda Chalice and the Sam Maguire. The Sam Maguire is the replica,
yes,
of it. And wouldn't people love to see that? And up to the top of the village then, and there isn't even a sign for where the fort is.
For Wee Rasta, I know. It's you know, we can only hope that people will, you know, to listen and take heed. Thank you so much for coming on today, Mr. Maguire, and happy St. Patrick's Day again.
And thank you, and thank you, and all your listeners. And thank you, Shirley, and for getting that information out to the people.